Rohit Sharma, India, and Tom Latham's New Zealanders were not the only ones, along with the on-field umpires, who were challenged by the hot and humid 32-degree conditions at Wankhede on Friday, and the 30-odd U14 players, who were stationed as ball boys on the boundary ropes, should be factored in too. Despite the oppressive conditions, every ball boy appeared keen to do his NLS quo duty, and they were seen offering water bottles to India and Kiwi fielders near the long on or long off ropes. "This is my first international match as a ball boy. It's a big opportunity for me to learn something from our star cricketers," said a ball boy about his maiden experience. And in veteran sports journalists Ayaz Memon, left, and G. Viswanath in the Wankhede Stadium press box yesterday, "We rotate a group of 15 to give everyone a chance to watch a test and big players at the venue. They will get inspired by watching them play, and one day, some of them may be in the middle playing for Mumbai and India," said Mumbai Cricket Association Secretary Abhay Hadup. "And we all know the story about how cricket icon Sachin Tendulkar was a ball boy during the 1987 World Cup, 1988 veterans in the box, and quite a few among the 50-odd journalists covering the third and final test between India and New Zealand at the Wankhede Stadium are regulars on the circuit, and however, also present were two writers, who reported on the 1988 test in Mumbai which the Kiwis under John Wright won in M-, Ayaz Memon and G. Viswanath, before the Bangalore test triumph earlier in this series. The 1988 victory was the last test NZ won in India, and while Memon and Viswanath were lapping up the excitement on Friday, this diarist was informed how they were among the handful of Indian journalists who covered India's 1983 World Cup in England. They both wrote for the same publication then, an M-, Sportsweek magazine. They remembered how NZ in 1988 were well served by off-spinner John Bracewell, who claimed 8 wickets, 281 and 651, apart from scoring 52 in the first innings. "Bracewell bowled really well in that match. He was a classical off-spinner. Dilip Wengsarkar was India captain, and that was India's left-arm pacer Rashid Patel's first and only test. Patel went wicketless in his 14 overs in the game." And one of the Indian journalists had written that NZ were no good and won't win. After the game, some Kiwi players including Bracewell came below the press box to tell him, "Journalist, to get down where they were," recalled Memon, who covered that game for this newspaper and Sportsweek then. Viswanath, who covered that game for the Hindu newspaper, said, "The most memorable part for me was Bracewell's competitive nature. He showcased a fighting spirit. He was a good off-break bowler and a good batsman, who scored a vital half-century. Earlier, test matches used to be six-day affairs with the fourth day as a rest day. Wankhede's old press box used to be full then too," said Viswanath about the November 24-29 test which India lost by 136 runs. "Mumbai had the numbers, and though Mumbaikars are celebrating Diwali, around 20,000 cricket lovers headed to the Wankhede to witness a test in a series that India have already lost. Cricket fans reached the venue well before Kiwi captain Tom Latham walked out to bat with Devon Conway on Friday morning. The Wankhede Stadium can accommodate 33,000 spectators, and Indian team supporters were seen encouraging their favourite stars by shouting Rohit, Rohit and Virat, Virat during the NZ innings, and they took great delight in applauding Ravindra Jadeja and Washington Sundar for their 9 NZ wickets as they returned to the dressing room after bowling out the Kiwis for 235, and however, their utter silence indicated how stunned they were over Kohli's run out, and